Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo Shom Reimun in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment in Thoughts on Hanukkah. We could have spent a lot more time talking about the Alei Nisim, but at least we hit some points. What I'd like to do for the next few days is still try to give a few more perspectives and understandings to think about over the course of Hanukkah. I wanted to share a very interesting thought from the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says as follows. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, there's a dispute in the Talmud, if one is permitted to benefit from the light of the Hanukkah candles or not. Of course, the halacha is one is not permitted to benefit from the light of the Hanukkah candles. That is one of the main reasons why we have a concept of a shamish. You know, any given night of Hanukkah, there's an additional candle that we light. So if it's the third night of Hanukkah, we light really four candles. We light three candles for the menorah, and there's also this middle shamish candle or side, whatever it is. And part of the idea is there should be a light source in the room other than the Hanukkah candles, because I'm not supposed to be benefiting from the light of the Hanukkah candles. But it's a dispute in the Gemara whether or not I can benefit from that light. And the Kedushas Levi gives a very powerful mashal, a very powerful parable, just to relate to the concept. It says, imagine if there was a king, great, powerful, mighty king, who was visiting one of the poorer areas of the kingdom. And lo and behold, there's this poor person within the kingdom. And the king is like in his neighborhood. And he is ecstatic that the great mighty king is here to visit him. There are two poor individuals in the neighborhood who are both ecstatic. One of them is ecstatic because he's always been curious how wealthy the king really is. So he wants to see. He'll see up close. He'll see what the carriage looks like. He'll see what the king is wearing. Maybe he'll see the food the king eats while he's there. Whatever. He gets to see the wealth. The other poor man recognizes, first of all, that the king probably has much more impressive wealth than he happens to bring with him on this trip. It's the very fact that the king, the high mighty king, is in his presence at all. It's not as much whatever concrete things he sees or doesn't see. It's the very fact that the king is here. So the Kedushas Levi says, those two attitudes are the perspectives of whether or not I'm allowed to benefit from the Hanukkah candles. The Jewish people in the Hanukkah story have a remarkable experience. And after the experience of the war, there's this unbelievable miracle that the menorah burns for 8 days. That is so exciting. And Hanukkah is an opportunity to actually recreate a miracle. I mean, obviously it's not a miracle because we're just lighting, you know, it makes sense that it burns for a half hour, an hour, whatever it is. But we're doing an act to bring in a very concrete way what the miracle was like. And so the first poor man, so to say, just wants to see the miracles. Let me think about the miracles of God. Let me reflect on the miracle. And the greatest opportunity to reflect on the miracle is to live it. And not just to light the menorah, but let me sit there and let me use every bit of light that menorah is giving because it connects me to the miracle. That's one perspective. The other perspective is, excuse me, if you think the greatest thing God can do is make a candle burn for 8 days, you've got a lot to learn. You know, he created a world. He split a sea. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened. So the excitement is not, let me live this miracle. The excitement is, let me celebrate the fact that God brought his miraculous abilities into the realm of the Jewish people. Remember, I don't know if we've mentioned this in the series, the Hanukkah story happened in a time where there weren't miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's really remarkable that this miracle occurred. You know, in the first temple, there were miracles left and right. This wasn't the time for great miracles. And yet the miracle happened. And so according to this view, it's wrong to try to benefit from the light of the candle of the menorah because it's so beyond us. But we just need to celebrate the fact that something so beyond us is even on a basic level in our presence. An interesting perspective. We, of course, say that the halacha is that we do not benefit from the light of the menorah. So if you go with this Kedushas Levi, that's a little bit of a perspective as to how we should look at the miracle of the Hanukkah story, but that doesn't mean that we can't reflect on the other perspective, that the excitement of seeing a miracle. But it seems to be that he's saying that, yes, there's an excitement of seeing a miracle, but there's an even greater excitement in just recognizing that God's in our world, that God has come up close to us in such a dramatic way. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.